The police say they arrested Bonnie Galindo for violating bail conditions in a court case involving the Malawi Electricity Corporation on an illegal connection of electricity to his houses. Peter Kalaya is a spokesperson for the Malawi Police Service.
And among the conditions of the bail were that he should be reporting to our regional police headquarters every fortnight, but he has not been doing that for some time now. So the same court issued a warrant of arrest to us on Monday, so went ahead today and arrested him.
Galindo was at the office of the district commissioner a few hours before he held demonstrations against the rising cost of living Malawians are facing. Redson Munlo is the secretary general of a group known as Malawi First, which organized the anti-government demonstrations. He says he believes the arrest of Galindo was a political ploy to stop the protests.
With an intention that in the absence of Galindo, demonstrations are not going to take place. I read the demonstrations. Unfortunately, we did complete because the thugs started throwing us. And the police sided with the thugs, throwing tear gases to people who are legally mandated to demonstrate on that day.
However, police spokesperson Kalaya denies any intention to disrupt the protests, saying the police accompanied them to ensure the demonstrations were conducted in a peaceful manner. Stan Chirwa is a lawyer for Galindo. He told VOA Thursday that Galindo has been released after the court faulted the manner in which the warrant of arrest was obtained.
It was found that when obtaining the said warrant, the prosecutors used wrong information. They were claiming that Mr. Galindo was not adhering to the bail conditions when in fact he was. So the court has called for an inter partes hearing on the 8th of September to clarify on the same on both sides.
The demonstrations came a few days after the opposition Democratic Progressive Party criticized the government at a press conference over a looming economic crisis, resulting in fuel shortages, scarcity of foreign exchange, and increased grain prices. However, authorities say economic challenges facing Malawi are largely because of trends that have destabilized global economies and that the government is doing what it takes to address the challenges. I am Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.